Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again as, with the Lord's help, we conclude a message I've entitled Fruitful in the Knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we've been looking at the rather sober and solemn warnings of the Apostle Peter in his second epistle, looking at some of the words found in chapter 1 and 2. And may I share just a few from that first chapter? He's talking about that we've been given exceeding great and precious promises, that by them we partake of their divine nature. And he says, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Faith what? In the Lord Jesus Christ, that's our foundation. Virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. Those are messages all in themselves. He says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we have to experience that spiritual work that is required in, He's done everything for us, but we have to add. He says, go on and add to your faith. There's a work that we have to do with the cooperation and the power of the Holy Spirit that will allow us to really be fruitful in the knowledge of Jesus. And our Father's glorified that we bear much fruit. Isn't that what Jesus said? Amen. Praise God. And so as we look, we've been looking at many things this week, that there's a lot of deception out there and that it's only the Word of God that keeps us sound and stable in the knowledge of the Lord. And whenever anyone, any people, set aside the inspired Word of God and follow teachings or practices or rituals or anything that are contrary to biblical principles and doctrines, they are in danger of being deceived and in fact will be received. And ultimately, unless they cry out to God and ask God to bring them to a knowledge of truth, they will ultimately will reap destruction and eternal damnation according to the scriptures. And I've shared many with you this week. Jesus Christ alone is Lord, not any religious leader alive today, not any religious leader of the past. Jesus Christ alone is Lord, and one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So how do we know when a church group or a religious group crosses over the borderline of religious worship and moves out, really, even in a secular way, from under the protection of the United States Constitution's protection of religious liberty, which is granted to churches? When any group begins to repress the people, when they begin to teach and practice anything that would forcibly control and restrain people from their personal liberty, when they practice illegal methods of holding their people in check, then they have crossed that line. When they begin to teach destruction of human life, such as proponents of suicide, and when they begin to force people to sign over properties and monies, etc., then they should be investigated. If found to be practicing such acts, they should be outlawed. Beloved, why, you know, the heart of God yearns for people to be saved. However, He has given angels and He's given man free will. And He allows every single being that He has created. He is the creator of all of us. Yet, in His divine wisdom and foreknowledge, He allows us to choose, us to make the choice as to what we want to do. And there was one in ages past who determined that he did not want to serve God. He would be exalted above the throne of the Most High, and he took a third of the angels with him. So every one of us has that choice. And God does not send people to hell. People make that choice themselves by a free act of their will, by rejecting the gospel. And you say, well, what about those who've never heard the gospel? Well, you know, that's in the hands of the Lord, and he is a faithful God. He's not willing that any should perish. And Romans tells us the natural law of conscience is written in the hearts of man. They have no excuse. All primitive people worship some form of God. And I think God judges them in accordance with the knowledge they have. But that's, you know, that's God's business. We don't have to be concerned. We just have to obey the things God tells us to do. God does not want to enslave. He wants to deliver people. And, you know, unless these practices that I've shared are found to be part and parcel of a religious group, cult, or what have you, then basically the government and everyone else in the religious world should keep their hands off. God is able to manage his business. Now let's look a little bit at some of the truths and principles that are revealed in the third chapter of Hebrews. I'm going to read verses 12 and 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily. That's why daily broadcasts are great, you know. Not only do I get to share with you, I get to exhort myself. Amen. While it is called today, exhort one another daily, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That's why, you see, that's why the Word of God is given to us for reproof, for correction. And if we, you know, through stubbornness, through self-will, harden our hearts, then, you know, there's a process, and only God knows when it is, that the Holy Spirit will cease to work with us, cease to strive with us. You know, instead of going into the promised land, Moses had to oversee a defeated people surviving from hand to mouth daily when they could have eaten the good of the land. They didn't go in because of unbelief. There's no victory in retreat, in cowardice, in indecision. We are living in the age of God's today. The work of Satan is rampant in the earth, preparing the way for the Antichrist, beloved. We're living in times of moral decadence, spiritually, mentally, as well as sexually. We need to pray and work for Christ now like never before. We're living in the time of preparation for the Antichrist. You know, the prophets didn't know the actual name of the Antichrist, but in order to identify him, they gave him many different names. And the reason we're facing the problems we're facing in the world today is because world conditions will ultimately have to be such that will cause the rise of the Antichrist. Now, in terms of what God is doing in this hour right now in which we're living, and as Christians have united, we've been praying for our nation, for the president, for the government. As Scripture admonishes, there may be a time when God lifts and just breaks some of the wickedness that has just been pouring forth from the very gates of hell, and at least for a time, people will be able to have some of that oppression off of their minds, that they will be able to hear the truth of the gospel. Basically, it's for the reaping of the last harvest. God, the Father knows when Jesus is going to return. And we can't just say, well, you know, that's for a future time and day. Jesus said, don't say there's 4 months till the harvest. Don't you see the fields are already white unto harvest? Beloved, we need to redeem the time, not to be anxious, not to be uptight or nervous, because just as Jesus, he had a life, a ministry to feed. His public ministry was only the last 3 years of his life. In terms of our mind, we'd think, well, you know, when Jesus was 12-year-old, there he was in the temple teaching, he should have just started right then. No, that wasn't God's plan. In our minds, we might think, well, just think of all how many more people he could have reached. Isn't that the way we think, right? However, God knows best. And so he knows what he's doing. And beloved, he is in control of the affairs of your life. He is in control of the affairs of the world, of the destinies of nations. All nations are before him as a drop of the bucket. He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Beloved, he controls everything that is happening. Sometimes it seems, may look like things are out of control in the world, even in our own lives at times, but they're not. God rules. He's still on the throne. He hasn't vacated his seat, and he's not giving it up to another. John states that there's going to be an individual who's going to be the Antichrist, who will be against the Lord Jesus Christ and his people. The prophet Daniel speaks a time of a system by which the Antichrist will eventually come into power, 11th chapter of Daniel. And the Antichrist will be against Jesus Christ, against the people of God, and everything that pertains to Christ. He will come through a world crisis. The Antichrist will be the result of world conditions that make it possible for him to come forth, being able to deceive most of the world. Beloved, many false Christs have risen, and Jesus said they would deceive many people, including even some Christians. That's why over and over again, I could spend a lot of time. There's a lot of things I could say, a lot of things I could do, but I devote every moment's time, because it's very precious, to the Word of God. I don't even take time much in sharing testimonies or the needs of the ministry or personal experiences. Why? Because the radio time is so brief, it's so important, and we need to hear the truth of the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Beloved, many false Christs have risen. Jesus said they would. We have many false deceptions today, which are waxing stronger and deceiving many. They all are teaching just enough truth to deceive the multitudes. Beloved, that's why it's so important to know the Word of God. Amen and amen. Well, I wish I had more time to minister, but my time is drawing to a close. I thank you for joining me today, this week, and I invite you to tune in next week as we share whatever the Lord has for us. I love you, and I pray for you every day, and I do thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your prayerful support, UCM Partners. If it weren't for you, we could not continue on this station for how many decades, going on over 40 decades, this station alone, thousands of dollars every month going into the broadcasting. And I'm just thanking God that eternity will reveal the lives that have been touched and encouraged. We just need to be faithful, you and me, and we trust God for the increase. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you're blessed by the broadcast or you have prayer needs, there's a reason. The Holy Spirit, if he's moving on you, you should obey him. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.